It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2016. My name's Andrew, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. So good to be back with you on the show after a couple of weeks of busy work and sickness, and I'm back and I'm ready to be here. Thanks to Joe for last show taking over and handling the show while I was recuperating, as it were. We have some great news lined up for you today, some sad news lined up for you today, and some interesting thoughts lined up for you about the change in the weather. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist. Well, breaking news this evening coming out of Strop Shop Soap Company. Anybody who knows the name Baker Street has probably heard Strop Shop at some point. They're very well known for several of their fragrances, and unfortunately, it looks like Strop Shop is closing down. Now, the remaining part of their inventory has been sent to Maggard's, so if you're looking for the last bit of Strop Shop soaps out there, make sure you head over to maggardsrazors.com as soon as possible. That's where you can find any remaining inventory of Strop Shop products. We did reach out to Strop Shop for a comment on the closure. They declined. Of course, it's a busy time for them. It's a sad time for them. We're sorry to see them go, and we wish them the best of luck. I think my biggest complaint about ordering things online is the waiting. But if you're a fan of Gillette razor blades, you no longer have to wait. That's correct. Those of you who are fans of Gillette's Platinum Plus double-edged safety razor blades can now pick them up at Walgreens. Now, this seems to be a regionalized rollout. It looks like it will be rolling out across the United States over the next several months in local stores near you, from what I have been able to discern. The blades come in a pack of 9, and they're very simple packaging, but they do sell for $6. That's 9 double-edged razor blades for $6. Now, to some of us, that might seem like a high price, considering you can get some of these packages online for $3, $4. But when you take away the cost of shipping and the convenience of being able to go to Walgreens and pick them up, the price isn't that bad, particularly considering there's 9 of them in there. And they're probably sitting right next to a package of cartridge razors that probably start at $15 for 2 or 3 cartridges, depending on the make and the brand. On the back of the packaging, there is a picture of a classic safety razor with the quote, "We'll stop making razor blades when we can't keep making them any better." That's from King C. Gillette. You know, Gillette has made a very strong move in recent times to target the classic shaving community, and this is one of those methods, I think, that we're going to see them taking back what they should be doing. And this is my opinion, but we should see them taking back some market share thanks to this methodology, and I'm excited and happy to see Gillette doing this. Now, not saying their cartridge razors are bad, because they still have some of the best cartridge razors out there, but I'm glad to see them stepping back into the market they invented. We'll keep a close eye on Gillette and see what they do in the next couple of months. There's a new website that is dedicated to announcing meetups if you are a fan of meetups. I recently had the opportunity to head out west and stop at Old Town Shaving out in Pasadena, California. Unfortunately, there was no meetup going on there, but this is the home of the famed Big Shave West. There are several other small meetups, though, that happen around the country. And if you're a fan of those meetups, you should head over to shavemeetup.com. That's where you can find anything you need to know about a local meetup. The website emerged last week as a centralized website for all future wet shaving communities to get together, kind of like an aggregator site, which is very cool. The site's simple and easy to use, and I'm a fan of the layout, so it's very simple to get in there and find something in your hometown. There's also a frequently asked questions page that assists those interested in planning their own meetups on how they can get together with the help of shavemeetup.com. The South Florida Wet Shavers have announced their third annual meetup, which will take place Sunday, March 6th in Hollywood, Florida. If you're in South Florida, head over to Hollywood. And the Wet Shaving News' own Joe Borelli will be there recording some of the excitement and activities that are going on down there, getting some news on what's happening at the South Florida Wet Shaving Meetup. We're sorry we can't make it to anybody else's. There's a whole bunch of them out there, some in New Orleans, some in Chicago, some Chicago. I can never say it the way my friends say it, Chicago, and some of them out west too, but we can't make it to those. Unfortunately, Joe and I have full-time schedules, and Mark, of course, is busy keeping Sharpologist humming. So we can't make it to everyone, but we will be there for the South Florida Wet Shavers Meetup, and we're excited to see what happens at that Wet Shaving Meetup. Now, of course, if you're a member of the Wet Shavers Meetup, don't forget, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements did make a custom soap just for the South Florida Wet Shavers. It is mojito. What is it? I'm trying to remember. It's a mojito and cigar scent, very classic Miami. If you're interested in that, head over to Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. Douglas over there made it specifically for this wet shaving group, and the fragrance, from what I'm told, is fantastic, although I have not yet been able to order. I've been put on ordering hiatus by the missus. Sharpologist is at it again with a new video on how to choose a double-edged safety razor. This video explains the different kinds of double-edged razors as well as the pros and cons that surround them. Now, we all know that choosing a double-edged razor is not clean and simple. Some of them are aggressive, some of them are not. Some of them are super mild, some of them are so mild you can't tell that you're cutting, and then some of them are so aggressive that you have to find where the skin fell on the floor after the shave. However, the Sharpologist looks to help make this easier for you. It's a very clear and easy to understand web video that's up on the site, and it's really moved to kind of help you discern what's best for you. If you're on the edge of purchasing a safety razor, or you have a friend who's interested in making the jump, have them check out this video. It's hosted by MarkMantic59 on his YouTube page or through the Sharpologist site. As always, links will be in the show notes. For those of you looking at the Sharpologist.com website, also don't forget to check out, there's a couple of articles on there I've read recently and have absolutely loved. Mark does a great job of curating amazing content for the wet shaving community. Up now is a review on the Gentleman's Hanger Shaving Cream, and it's a great product and a wonderful read if you're into the review. Also, for those of you who have listened to the show in the past, you know that I am a bit of a fan of Harry's Razors. In fact, they're kind of my go-to during traveling or time-constraint scenarios where I need to get out the door quickly. There's currently up a review on Harry's Razors and their products, and of course, we did a giveaway with them a while back. We gave away a travel kit. We got a couple to review and gave away a travel kit, and they just make good products for the price. So make sure you read that too. And if you use Harry's Razors, let us know what you think of them in the comments at the bottom of that review. I'm really interested to see how the community has taken to Harry's Razors. Well, fall is just around the corner. And for Joe and I here in Florida, that probably doesn't mean a whole lot. Really, because Florida never gets winter. I mean, don't get me wrong. We had a couple of cold days this year, but not too much. In fact, I don't think there were too many days where I had to wear long pants, which is good. I like my shorts and sandals. They make me feel relaxed. But for those of us heading into the spring season from up north, it's time to look at how shaving affects our skin. For most of the winter, especially on those colder days, we tend to prefer balms because they offer moisturizing, replenishing products that will help keep our skin feeling fresh and smooth after the soap or cream that we use helps wipe away all of the natural oils that make our skin normally feel soft. With spring coming around, it's time to reevaluate that tactic. Is it good to use balms all year long? Or should we look at something else as the seasons change? For me, it's a little weird because I love balms. They make my skin feel wonderful after a shave because I do have some dry skin issues. Despite living in Florida where the relative humidity is always like 1,000%, I know that's not possible, but let's be real, it's humid down here. My skin enjoys having a balm on it. However, it's not always practical, because once you step outside and the sun begins to beat down on you, you begin to sweat it right out of your skin. It doesn't matter. I've tried several. I love Sterling. I love Soap Commander. I've even tried Edwin Jagger's Balm, to no avail. No matter what the scenario is, when I step outside and the humidity is flaring, that moisturizing balm just disappears. So for those of us here in Central Florida, me in particular, I really enjoy an alcohol-based splash. I find that it helps give closure to the shave, and it helps tighten up my skin. And oftentimes, I can find them with a decent amount of menthol in them, make me feel nice and frosty before stepping outdoors into the 95-degree heat and 100% humidity. Because if there's one thing I know about Florida, it's going to rain every day between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Only for 15 minutes, and then it's sunny again. And then the humidity, yep, skyrockets even more. So, I like to change through the seasons. There were a couple of days this year where I got away with using a balm, and there were several that I wanted to try. And I had a handful of days to use them. Kind of depresses me, really. I'd love to use them more often. But I'm curious to know what you do as the seasons change. How do you prepare for the changing seasons? Do you use the same methodology for shaving all year long? For instance, on those colder days, I used a hot water shave, something I don't normally do. Remember when I said I had skin issues? I find hot water tends to make my skin very much more sensitive. I know, that's not proper English, but that's how I'm choosing to say it. My skin is not a fan of the hot water. However, waking up on days when the temperature is below 55 degrees, I know, everybody up in Maine, you can eat your heart out, I have a hard time splashing cold water upon my face. That's why I like a hot water shave on those days. But put me in an environment where I'm going to step outdoors to a temperature that's 85 degrees plus and the humidity is upwards of 70. Well, at that time, I'm looking to a cold water shave. I also tend to go from a less aggressive blade in the winter to a more aggressive blade in the summer. I don't know why, but it works for me. For some reason, I can get away with a more aggressive blade in the summer. So leave us a comment at sharpologist.com because I'm curious to know, what do you do as the seasons change? And how do you prepare for the changing seasons? Well, that does it for this edition of the Wet Shaving News Podcast. I know we have been promising you interviews and giveaways for a long time. I promise you that Joe and I are actively working on making these things a reality. It's not as easy as I think. Our schedules are kind of tight, and this isn't a job for us. This is something we do out of a passion and a hobby. To all of those who have been listening to us since day one, thank you so much. And for those of us who are new or listening to us in recent times, welcome aboard. Thanks for tuning in. Joe Borelli is our show's content curator and editor for this episode. My name's Andrew. I'm your host. Support and hosting for the show comes from Sharpologist.com. They're who we're powered by, and we can't be more appreciative to Mark and the Sharpologist site for helping us stay alive. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in 2 weeks, hopefully, with another interview. I promise we're working as diligently as we can to make those happen for you. They're something we get requested a lot. And as we get more free time available to us, we're going to work on making things that we used to do, such as giveaways and surveys, come back even better. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.